here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Trade Talk, at the Pioneer booth. I am with John Soper, who is Vice President of Crops Genetics Research and Development. And John, let's talk a little bit about what is in Pioneer's product research pipeline now.
Well, we have a lot of things going on. In the maize side, we are working on our Optum AcreMax concept and a great new concept to make refuse simpler for folks. We're trying to eliminate the need to plant extra refuge to the side when you're using insect-resistant products and put that in the bag. We have Optum AcreMax 1 products that will be available this year for growers. And working on another series called Optum AcreMax 2, which will be both above ground and below ground refuge in the bag. So those are key concepts. You know, looking further out in corn, working on a couple of different key projects. One is improved drought tolerance. We're taking a multi-pronged approach to that, looking at native genes and using our accelerated yield technology marker systems to put together new combinations of native genes to provide even greater levels of drought tolerance than we have today. Also working on biotech approaches and hoping to make step changes there with new biotech traits for drought resistance. Also in corn side, we're looking at enhanced nitrogen utilization efficiency. And our goal there is to enable corn hybrids to be produced at the same yield levels we have today with about 30% less nitrogen. So it's a bold task, but we think it's really important as we look forward and start anticipating the cost of nitrogen going forward. Soybean side, a lot of things happening as well. Working on introducing resistance to Chinese soybean aphid, and that's a native trait, looking at multiple genes there that are coming to market, but the first ones will be coming in the next maybe some this year, but certainly another wave coming in next year or two. Also in 2012, our high oleic Plenish trait, our Plenish high oleic trait is coming. That's a great new product, the first really biotech trait for end use. And it provides an oil much more like olive oil, very stable, very heart healthy. Doesn't require hydrogenation, so no trans fatty acid issues, and really a wonderful product for end users and for the food industry.
When we talk about research into crops, it starts in the laboratory, but you have to do a lot of research out there in the fields with the growers. Probably one of your poster children for product testing would be Kip Cullers. How important is product research testing with growers for your new products?
Well, it's really critical. You know, we stress right product, right acre, which means we're trying to ask farmers, what are the key situations on this particular field? What are the pests? What are the diseases? What are the soil types like? And then trying to match up with the best product for that particular acre. And in order to do that, we need to have testing behind it that allows us to make those recommendations. One of the new investments that we made starting last year and really going into 2011 is the expansion of what we call an IMPACT program. IMPACT is designed to test late-stage experimental products just before they get commercialized on a really wide range of growing conditions on farms. In the past, we did that through providing seed of experimental lines and the competitive checks to our sales reps, and they would plant strip trials and send us back the yield data. That was good, but you know, a lot of times when you send these things to sales reps, they want to put it on their best ground, which you'd understand because they have customers who are walking by. And while that was good for representing the performance on good ground, it doesn't necessarily give us good data on how they perform on some of the tougher soils. And there are a lot of tough soils out there that really have been underrepresented in our research testing in the past. With the IMPACT trials, we're actually placing some of those trials right on some of the toughest soils. And we have a trained Pioneer staff that is actually running, planting the trials and harvesting. Another issue we've had is as farm operations get larger, growers don't have the sort of equipment that we need to put in research-type trials, the smaller-type trials. So we've equipped these Pioneer teams with the specialized equipment to do that job. So we're looking for very much better data. And the Pioneer folks will be wandering through the fields for the entire summer collecting all kinds of different notes to understand not only what the yields are, but why the yields are what they are.
Pioneer's Accelerated Yield Technology System, what is that?
It's a collection of technologies that are aimed at accelerating yield improvements in the various products that we have. And really at the heart of that is use of molecular marker technologies. And for those that aren't familiar with that technology, it's the same technology used in forensic science. We're actually able to take a piece of leaf tissue, extract DNA from the plant, and do a genetic profile, kind of look under the hood. Instead of just being able to look at the traits and the characteristics with our eyes, we're actually now able to understand the genes that control those traits, and actually the breeders can select for those genes using this technology. It's enabled us to go from, well, it's enabled us to increase the number of products that we look at by almost tenfold versus 10 years ago because this technology is so simple. If I'm looking to try to develop a soybean variety with resistance to five diseases, 10 years ago I needed to also test in five different fields and hope the diseases would show up. Now with the marker technology, I just take the leaf tissue, I look for the genes, and I have a really good understanding of what resistance those particular lines will have to various diseases and pests.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. John Soper, Vice President, Crops Genetics Research and Development with Pioneer. Here at NAFB Trade Talk, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.